Hey, Jake.
Hey, you ever have something happen that's so great, that's so perfect, that you just can't wait to share it with someone? Because I just did, and I just can't wait to share it.
What? What happened?
Actually, Richard, you're not the person I wanted to share it with. So, John, they had a raffle at my grandmother's church, and guess who won?
Jake, I can't even fake enthusiasm for this topic.
I won.
Ah, oh, good for you.
Wait till you hear what I won. A big screen TV.
What?
Oh, now I get it.
That's right, John. I want a state-of-the-art surround sound 56-inch big screen TV.
Well, what? You're blind.
That's the beauty part.
Well, what the hell are you gonna do with a 56-inch TV?
And he's off.
Why not make it a zillion inches? You know, how about picture-in-picture so you can't see two shows at the same time? It's not fair. You know, I'm stuck with a 30-year-old black-and-white console with rabbit ears, and the blind guy here has his own drive-in.
You know, there are these places called stores where you can exchange money for any kind of TV you want.
Yeah, the key word here is money.
No, the key word here is cheap.
You know what I like about you guys? No, really, I'm asking.
Well, I've got to go to the bank. And yes, John, I'll be laughing all the way there.
Jake?
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Chris.
Chris?
Yeah. How are you, man?
I'm good. You?
Good. Wow, it's good to see you. Yeah, I'm in town visiting my mom. You know, I thought I'd look you up. I mean, it's been like what, forever?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't sure if you'd want to talk to me.
What'd you want to talk about?
Well, I thought maybe we can go to dinner or something. You busy tonight?
Nah, tonight's cool.
Cool, great. I'll pick you up around 7.
All right.
So, who was that?
Chris Davis, an old friend. You know the car accident where I lost my sight? He was the one driving it.
Morning.
Johnny Sinclair's in one, but take your time. He's only been waiting 15 minutes.
Which is your passive-aggressive way of saying I'm late.
I do believe you've cracked the code. Oh, no. I can't believe it's been a year.
You waited a year for that shirt?
No. This is my friend Patricia's cute little way of reminding me that it's time for our annual road trip.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah? How would you like to be locked in a trailer for 48 hours?
Done it.
No, I meant with 5 other women headed to some dopey tourist attraction.
Well, if you don't want to go, just tell them.
Oh, I can't. These are women that I knew from nursing school. I mean, haven't you ever done something you hated strictly out of obligation?
You're kidding, right? Look, just make up a story and get out of it.
Oh, I can't lie. I'm no good at it. People always know.
I can teach you how.
No, I just feel guilty.
But no one will know.
God will know.
Not if you don't tell him.
Yo, 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 sup, Doc?
Well, Tony, let me take a look at your arm and we'll see.
Ah, that's it. Yo, my arm's giving me so much pain, Tony can't get busy. And a brother's gotta get busy, know what I'm saying?
A brother?
Yo, Dr. Bezeker, like, we all brothers oppressed by the man's mighty white hand.
Yeah, speaking of the man, is your father still vice president of the Riverdale Savings Bank?
Yeah, got his ass in charge of raping a hood.
Is that right? Well, homie, it appears that you've developed tennis elbow.
You're kidding. Will I be all right by Saturday? I'm in a mixed doubles tournament with my mom.
Yeah, here's some naproxen for the swelling.
I'm also going to call in a prescription for Velveeta, Miracle Whip, and Wonder Bread. Now go. Now, wait a minute. There, now go.
You think he's okay?
Is who okay?
Jay?
What?
Nothing. What is the matter with you?
What?
His friend comes back after all this time, and Jake says he's not even upset. You don't have to be a psychology major, which I am, to see that he's in total denial.
And it would make you feel better if he were upset?
No. But if he were upset, then I think he was okay, because he should be. But obviously he is upset because he's acting like he's not.
That made no sense. You're gonna make a great therapist.
Say, Ranch, I'm gonna leave early. Do you mind keeping an eye on things?
Sure.
Hey, Jake. It's me, Chris.
Yeah, I heard the voice, man.
Right, of course you did. Oh, Chris Davis, Reggie Costas, John Becker.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
So, I thought we'd go downtown. How the steak sound?
Sounds good.
Cool. Yeah, other arm.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, you got it. Yeah. Careful, there's a step.
Yeah, I know, I got it.
All right, hold on, let me get the door for you.
Hey, I can get the damn door. I come in and out of here every day.
Sorry, man, I just wanted to help.
Well, I don't need your help. You know what, Chris, what's going on? I mean, you haven't come to see me in years. Why now? What do you want?
Well, actually, I thought we could talk about that over dinner.
You know, why don't we talk about it now, see if we even want to go to dinner?
Okay. I've told you how sorry I am about what happened that night. But what you don't know is that my life hasn't been the same. I mean, don't get me wrong, man. You know, not like yours. Oh, well, I started drinking. I mean, really drinking.
Chris.
No, let me finish, or I'm never gonna get through this. I had trouble holding on to a job. I got married, but I couldn't make that work either. And I pretty much hit bottom. But then I got myself into a program. And, well, I guess I learned that what I really need to recover is for you to forgive me.
Chris? You walked away from that accident. I walked away with this. Can't help you, man.
Sorry to drop in on you like this. Is Liz here tonight?
No, Liz is working late at the hospital. Otherwise, she'd be holding this.
Well, I tried to call you, but, your phone's off the hook.
No, don't touch the phone. It makes the game better.
Having your phone off the hook makes the game better?
Yeah, that way no one can bother me while I'm watching it. What do you want?
I want you to go over and talk to Jake. I tried calling him at least 15 times. He won't pick up, he won't return my call. And I'm beginning to get the feeling that he doesn't want to talk to me.
Well, maybe he's watching the game like I'm trying to do.
The picture's so... How can you even see it?
It's fine. It just ghosts a little, that's all.
There's like 80 guys on the field.
Well, I got it down to 40 before you got here.
Would you stop worrying about the stupid TV? I'm trying to talk to you about Jake. And you saw how upset he was. I mean, if it was me, I'd want someone to talk to, you know? I wouldn't want to be alone.
He's not alone. He's got a big screen TV to keep him company.
I thought you were his friend.
I am his friend, Reggie. That's why I'm leaving him alone. Look, if he wants to talk, he'll call me.
Your phone's off the hook.
And then after the game.
I can't believe you, Becker. I know you're a selfish son of a... but I always thought you were a decent human being.
And he is in for the score!
All right.
A punt return all the way from 65 yards.
Who is it?
What a beautiful...
Come on, man. It's Becker. Open up.
The second return this year they've taken for a touchdown, which is rare, you know.
Hey, you said I'd stop by and see.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to anyone. Now.
No, I don't either. I just want to catch the end of the game. My TV f***ed up.
Ray, how about that
return?
Oh,
my God. Greg Gumbel is gigantic. Oh, this is amazing.
John, how many times do I have to tell you everything is in a place for a reason? So if you move something, let me know.
I'm sorry.
You
all right?
Yeah.
Hey, you got any chips?
No.
Son of a...
Relax, I have Cheetos.
Oh, let's talk about the game. Some clown just dropped the pass. What, are you blind?
And once again, we've got another...
Figure speech.
Replayer, you can see he's coming across the middle. The ball is thrown.
Well, I guess. Reggie talked to you?
By what?
Oh, come on, man. She's been leaving messages all day. I mean, you think she'd get the hint? I don't want to talk about Chris.
Neither do I. I'm here to watch the game.
Receivers are dropping everything. All right, and it's back to punt.
You think I should forgive him, don't you?
High-floating. Oh, what a beautiful punt.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, you want to talk about it? Let's talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, we'll just watch TV.
He's got two men to beat.
He's going, Tom.
Because I've got my reasons, you know.
He's got 1 minute.
Okay.
Nah, forget it.
Fine.
The kicker, and he is in the score!
That's just really hard to talk about.
What a beaut.
Take your time.
I'd rather not. I mean, you want to know I won't forgive Chris, I'll tell you why.
Hey, you know, tell me, don't tell me. Just stop driving me crazy here.
Okay. All right, it was the summer after high school, right? And we're going to a party. Now, what you already know is that Chris was driving. Now, what you don't know is that he was drunk. And I mean really drunk.
You didn't have a designated driver?
He ditched him. And before you say, yes, I know I didn't have to get in the car. Maybe I was drunk, too, all right? But he was the one driving. He should have known better.
You're right, he should have.
I mean, you still think I'm being a... Don't you think I want to forgive him? I mean, come on, man. He's my best friend.
Boy, that makes it tough. What are you going to do?
That's his problem, not mine. You know what? I don't want to talk about it. Let's just finish watching the game.
Okay.
Bajo, bajo, bajo. Los precios están muy bajos.
No, Jay.
I hear it. I'm not deaf.
How will God know you love him if you don't send a check or money order to...
Well, wait. Go back.
Hey, Margaret, that woman must have gone through our trash. She's wearing your t-shirt.
No, it's Patricia.
Be right there.
I just don't know if I can lie to her.
Sure you can. She trusts you. Use that.
Margaret, there's a new addition to the trailer this year. Now, I don't want to give anything away, but the secret word is karaoke.
Patricia? I can't go.
Oh, no.
I know.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
But why?
Well, it's my husband. He's dead. Set. He's dead set on me not going. He just gets so lonely when I'm not there. He just hates being by himself.
But I don't understand. Lewis was coming, too.
Huh?
It was supposed to be a surprise, but it was Lewis who suggested we go as couples this year. Why would he say he didn't want you to go?
Yes. Why would he say that?
Margaret, please, let me.
Okay.
This is very difficult for Margaret. Lewis hasn't been well. It's not so much physical as it is mental. The doctors diagnosed it as multiple personality disorder. You obviously talk to the sociable, outgoing Lewis, but there's another one, the dark, brooding, sullen Lewis, who barely leaves the house. If you've seen those movies on Lifetime, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But, you know, now that you mention it, there's always been something about Lewis that seemed a little off. You be strong.
Sometimes I'm so good I scare myself.
You scare me too. Now, are you gonna come home with me and explain to Lewis why everyone thinks that he's insane?
You know, Margaret, I'm really not comfortable getting involved in your personal life.
Jake?
Chris?
What are you doing here, man?
Just visiting the old neighborhood. It's amazing. This place always smells like pot roast, dope, and bus fumes.
Yeah, some things never change, right?
Hey. Remember that summer we got paid to help the super fix things around the building?
Yeah. Hey, I never told you this, but that time I said I lost the money, I didn't. I ditched you and blew it on video games.
What you don't know is that when you ditched me, I was upstairs fooling around with your sister.
Yeah, she was voted most popular.
That'd be my vote. A lot of memories here.
Yeah, most of them pretty good.
Man, we were so stupid. You know, we could have killed someone that night.
I know.
Look, Chris, I've been thinking and,
Yeah?
Well, I've really tried to find it in my heart to forgive you, but I can't. And the truth is, it's because I can't forgive myself.
Jake, it wasn't your fault.
Yeah, I know, but I had just as much to drink as you did. I didn't have to get in the car, and I shouldn't have let you drive.
But I thought I could. You know, I really did.
I know. Look, I'm here because I want to take some of the blame off of you and accept my part in it. That's the best I can do.
Thanks. I appreciate you coming down here.
It's okay.
Hey, Jake.
Hey.
Find out if he's okay.
Jake, Reg wants to know if you're okay.
Well, not okay, but better. Reg, I owe you an apology. I mean, all those phone calls, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. But I do appreciate the concern. And John, well, I'm sorry for going on like I did.
It's all right.
Jake, I should apologize to you. I should have left you alone. It was really none of my business.
That's cool. You meant well.
And Becker, last night at your apartment, I was a little harsh, and I'm sorry.
It's all right. All right, yeah, I have something I want to say. I think you should give me your TV. What?
Oh, come on, you've had your fun. Now give me the TV. Well, at least think about it.